You're listening to SBS News.
That's Vladimir Zelensky's comedy television show, in which he plays a civilian who becomes president. The theme was played as he walked on stage to greet supporters. The first exit polls showed Mr. Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Petro Poroshenko winning just 25%. The 41-year-old showman is set to take over the leadership of Ukraine, a country on the front line of the West's standoff with Russia following Moscow's annexation of Crimea. The comedian stayed true to form as he thanked his supporters, even cracking a joke.
Thank you to my parents for their support and for living through all this. Thanks to my team for their strength and stamina. Had my wife heard all of the things that were said about me in this campaign, then perhaps she would never have married me.
Mr. Zelensky's victory fits a pattern of anti-establishment figures unseating incumbents in Europe and further afield. He's promised to stamp out corruption amid widespread dismay over rising prices and sliding living standards, even though he has offered few firm policy ideas on how he will achieve this. An emotional Mr. Poroshenko conceded defeat to his supporters and promised he would not be leaving politics.
Dear Ukrainians, I want to underline that the new president will face strong opposition, very strong. But I want to say that the country, our Ukraine, which is the best in the world, will only benefit from it.
Voters had mixed reactions to Mr. Zelensky's victory. Some are excited and says it shows the younger generation's desire for change. But others are concerned about an inexperienced operator taking on the top job.
Unfortunately, in my personal opinion, Ukrainians followed the populistic promises. I'm embarrassed that such a person can lead the country after all that's happened here.
The United States, the European Union and Russia will be closely watching Mr. Zelensky's foreign policy announcements to see which direction he takes in ending the war against pro-Russian separatists. That conflict has killed about 13,000 people so far.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.